Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishnah Berurah in Simin Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Vav, Shir number 91, and we're discussing over here the parshiyos of psuchos and stumos. You have a pei, you have a samach in the parsha in the Sefer Torah. The same way that the parshiyos are written in the Sefer Torah, that is how they should be written. Where? In your tefillin. Now, which tefillin are we talking about here? There's two tefillins: the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. We are specifically referring to the tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel rosh are written on four different separate parchments of cloth. So that being the case, our discussion here is referring to the tefillin shel yad, which the four dalet parshiyos are written on one cloth. And we're going to say that the first three parshiyos, Kadesh, Vayim Shemaya, or rather Vayakiv Yacha and Shema, the parshiyos of Kadesh, Vayakiv Yacha, and Shema, are parshiyos that should be written psuches. Now, psuches means that there should be a space of nine letters that are open, pasuach, before the parsha. Okay? Stumos, the last parsha, parsha Vayim Shemaya, should be sasum. Okay? Meaning that you don't need the space of the nine letters. And if you take a look at over here, this picture, you'll notice that it's pasuach over here, it's open at the bottom, and then it continues with the next parsha, and that you have by the second and the third parsha as well. Now, by the way, the word that I was looking for the other day is justified. When you have a column that's even on all sides, like over here in parsha Shema, it's called justified. And like in our English, when you use Word or Google Docs, whatever it is, so that's parsha Shema, is justified like this. Now, if you think about it, it's not so simple to do that. You're writing by hand, and you have to have an exact account of how you're going to end up. You see that? Now, parshas Vayim Shemaya does not begin, you see over here, with the nine letter space from the previous parsha to this parsha. That's called stuma. Now that's one explanation of it. Let's now take a look at the mechaber. Yaseh kol parsha yaseh psuches. You should make all the parshas psuches, except chutz mi parsha achreina aksuv betayra, shehi vayim shemaya shiasen stuma, except for the last parasha, which is vayim shemaya, which you should make it stuma. Sosum, closed. Vim shino pasul. Mechaber says, and if you deviated from this approach, in other words, if you made this last parasha instead of stuma, you made it psucha, and you had the space of the nine letters before it, and this is an example of a space of nine letters. They have the letter, the word asher, Aleph Shin Resh. You see that over here? Okay, Aleph Shin Resh. And he's showing you that's what you have in a Sefer Torah. That's what the spaces are over there. That's the space of a parsha to a parsha. It's pasuach, it's opened. Once again, next time you get an aliyah, don't start focusing on all of this, because that's not your job right then and there. You make the bracha, you kiss the Sefer Torah in the proper place, but you'll see there's a lot going on. The Ramah says, "V'yesh machshirim b'kulam psuches." The Ramah says, "No, there are those that are machshir. If all of the dalet parshiyos of your tefillin shel yad are psuches, there are those that are machshir. Over medinas elu noyegim af parshiyos vayim shemaya b'roish hashita kishar parshiyos." And the Ramah, in fact, says that's our minhag. In fact, the minhag is to make all of the dalet parshiyos of Shema psuches, including the last one, that the Mechaber said should be stuma. Let's catch up on the Mishnah on the previous page in Sif Kotin Kuf Nun Hei. Kol Parashiyah Yisehah. Now, just as a little homework, for those who have the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, there is a nice introduction in Ois Kuf, one number 176 in the old edition, which I recommend you take a look at. We will not see it together, though. Ratzalayma, what does it mean? Kol Parashiyah Yisehah has to be Psuchais, except the last one. Kol parshas Ratzalayim mei atfilin shel yad. Atfilin shel yad. Hoyil. Vehei nechtov b'klaf echot. Since they're written on one klaf, shaykh ben psucha v'stuma. Since they're all written on one klaf, you have this principle of psuch and stuma, which applies. Dehainu. Shekishemaniach mokoim. Cholok. B'soif shito achroino shel parsha rishoin. When you leave a space cholok, cholok means blank, means it's blank over there. From the parashah Rishoyna, they test oisiyos,
the space of nine letters, umaskal parashlacharel, barisha shito, bidafa sheni. And then you begin the next parsha on the next column. Hare parsha shlacharel nikra psucha. The second parsha is called a parsha psucha. So once again, the parsha psucha we just explained is preceded by a space of how many letters? Of nine letters. Just like by a Sefer Torah, when you have a parsha that begins in the next column, the next row, parsha psucha l'kol yama kishish revach kidei tes oisius lafneo b'shita hakademus lo oi b'soi shita achroina shebedaf hakodem. So too, over here, we're saying that's how you define a parsha psucha. So we understand what a parsha psucha is. It has the space of nine letters preceding it. Or he says also, or at the end of the last row, shebedaf hakodem, at the end of the previous column. Now, the Mishmur says, when it comes to tefillin shel roish, that are written on four separate pieces of cloth, and you put them in each box separately, so you don't have to be concerned about the psuchas and stumois. However, look at the next few words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Ach nagu lechatchila lahakpir b'zeh." The minig is lahakpir b'zeh, that one should be careful with this as well, even by the parshius of the shel roish, the par of the shel roish. Okay, sivkat nekutnuvah. Good, you're good. Sivkat nekutnuvav psuchas chutz. Mi parsha vayim shemoya, so parsha shemoya could be stuma, should be stuma. Meneisha gimel harishoynes shehem kaddish vayakivyacha and shema. So the Mishmur tells very clearly what the first three parishes are: kaddish the kavuchor, vayakivyacha and shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael continues to vahavta Yisrael Hashem lekecha. Heim psuchas b'tayir, they are psuchas, parishes psuchas in the Torah, which means they're preceded by a space of nine letters. Who parishes vayim shemoya is stuma. Parsha Vayim Shema is sosum. Lefichach tzarich lichtoy betfilin gam kin kocha. That's how you have to write them in the tefillin. The Torah is the paradigm of how we should be writing them in our tefillin. Da'ainu shi'nich makam cholok kidei teso es yois. We should leave a space of nine letters. B'soy shita achroinish of Parsha's Kadesh. Which of a space of nine letters. At the end of the last row. Kidei she Parsha's vayikiv yachu shi'yaslu b'roish ha'shita rishoyna she'bedaf ha'sheni tiyah Parsha psucha. So that we'll leave a space of the nine letters, like in the picture over here, at the end of the parasha of Kadesh, that the next parasha should start. That's what's considered to be with after that space. That's called Psucha. As well. Also, leave the space of the nine letters at the end of Vayikiv Yacho. And that's the next part should be psucha. Now you and I are saying this, and how many times have you played around with your page that you printed up that it should fit properly? That's what Sam does when he aligns the first day of weekly. That's what he does. He makes sure it looks proper on the page, and if not, it looks a little off. And this is called the page layout. You know, there was only one time, I'll be honest with you, that I was it's very chosh of a sefer, but I was learning from the sefer. And I'll be honest with you, the page layout, I really don't like the job they did there. Too many hyphens. You don't want to have so many hyphens on the page. The end of the word starts and ends there. I was very surprised at this page layout approach. You read in the words, a hyphen here, hyphen there, and it continues to the next line. That's not the way you do things, right? You usually see that it's organized in a better way. It's more justified, if you will. The cipher, I just want to bring out the point of how much work the sefer, when he's writing, he has to make sure that he's leaving the psucha. Means he's leaving the nine-letter space over there. Then he has to write the letters in the proper form, the proper size, and everything is organized like this. It's amazing. That's amazing.
This is possible.
Okay. Well, the puzzle according to some, not necessarily according to everybody.
Really?
Because we saw Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah.
Yeah.
Right? He says further, "Avo parshas vayim shemaya yaseh stuma." The parsha vayim shemaya, you should make stuma. This is going now according to the mechaber on the top. Vayim stima, stimasa. On the way you make it stimasa, make it sealed, will be discussed later on. But Parshas Kaddish, after B'Torah he psucho machman shehi shu mafsik berevach tes oisiyos b'shur akademis law, the parsha of Kaddish, even though it is psucho, which means that there's a space of nine letters from the previous parsha. In other words, in the sefer we have in front of us, a very chashuv sefer Per Halacha, which I recommend, like probably daily, three times during the shir to acquire it, to purchase it. You don't see the previous parsha here. Okay, you don't see the previous parsha here. What he just told us is that the previous parsha has a space of nine letters before it. That's what he's telling us. And that's what makes it psucha. So he says, V'kan in shaychze. Now it doesn't apply over here. Dihi, turning the page, parsha rishoina. So he says, this is the first parsha. V'komok in kevin shuhu maschila b'roish shita. V'ein kosov v'nei klum. So he's saying you don't have a previous parasha before it of a space of nine letters to call it a psucha. But he's saying since it begins, and there's no indentation, begins at the beginning of the line, it's called a psucha. Nothing else is sealing it. Nothing else is sealing it. So therefore it's called psuach. It's called opened. Now, the Mechaber told us in Sivkot and Kufnin Zayin, the Mishnah explains, Vimshin Apostle. If you changed Ben Shasobs, Mistuma, Psucha, or Mipsucha Stuma, if you changed a Pesuach, an open one, to a closed one, a closed Pasha, or a closed Pasha to an open Pasha, Mechaber says, you call up the Mechaber, says Apostle. And that's how the Sephardim Stuma, they're Paskin. Right? However, the Ramah says, Vyesh Machshirin, Bekulam psuchis, says the Mishmur Sefkan Kufnun Ches. Ratzalaymar, Bidi Yevid. Okay? So, is there machlaikis? I said earlier, a little more incorrectly, it's not really machlaikis. The Ramah is not disagreeing. It doesn't say v'yesh ayrim. He says yesh machshirim. So, it's a leniency. I'll put it like this. To some degree, there's machlaikis, because if you call it the Mechaber, Mechaber doesn't sound like he's saying B'dievet is okay. He says Apostle is Apostle. Unless you know Apostle doesn't mean Apostle. So, there is. It seems like it is Machlekes. Yeah. But don't think that the Ramah says L'chadchila, that's okay also. That's what he's saying, Yesh Machshirim. There are those opinions. That's why it's always important to know the Rishonim that say it's okay. I once asked Aaron Felder, Olav Shalom, I asked him, how did Rav Moshe learn? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. How did he learn? You know, Psak Halacha. He said, Tor Beis Yosef. That's how he learned. If the Beis Yosef brought down the Rishonim, that's how he learned. And that's why sometimes in the Torah, not sometimes, all the time, the Torah will bring down different opinions of Rishonim. And the reason, one of the reasons for that, the Yad Malachi, one of the Sfarim that tells us how you Klali Apsak, Klali Atalim called Klali Apsak, the Yad Malachi says, that when you have, and specifically here in the Shulchan Aruch, when you have different Rishonim saying different opinions, that's why the Shulchan Aruch will bring down like this and like that, both opinions, because if need be, you have who to rely on. Now, the Ramah is saying, V'yesh Machshirin, explains the Mishnah over here, B'dievet, the time and the reason is, Sh'af Sheba Torah Parshas Vayim Shemaya, he's Tuma. Because even in the Torah, Parshas Vayim Shemaya is Tuma. So then how could you say, if this last parasha is sasum, how could you make a psucha? We said you have to write it like the way it's written in the Torah. So how could you say, b'dievet is okay? Mikomokin kevin shebetorah ein esmucha klal l'parasha shema. Ein zenech sheshinu ma'asha harevach shebeinu l'parasha shema hu pesuach v'loi sasum kimo shesasum harevach shelefnei b'torah. I asked you earlier, which you knew like this, both of you, where these parashas are. And it's important to know that. Because the parasha of Shema is where? You said Veschanan. The parasha of Vayim Shemaya is where?
Ekev.
So explains the Mishnah Rura. Since they are not right next to each other, if we don't follow specifically the way it's in the Torah, that's a leniency. That we can rely. That's the approach he's explained. That's what the words I just read very quickly. That's what it means. Kevin Shegam B'Torah Yesh Beina. Let me just finish the sentence here. Beina LeParshas Hashma B'Torah Revach Harbei Pesuach. There's a big space Pesuach. V'Chein Eskimu Achroinim. There's Achroinim agree as well.
So
The Ramah says in Sifkan Kufnun Ches, in the Mishra, Kufnun Tes rather, that Yesh Machshirim Bekulam Psuchais Ulehepich, another way around as well. Im Osa Eze Parshia Measholish Parshia Stuma, Lukulyam Apostle, Kain Kosav Achreinim. Now, the first three parishes are supposed to be Psucha. And if you made one of those Stuma, so now we're saying it's possible. Oid Kosu, furthermore, the Achreinim say, the Dafkim also the parishes of Oyim Shemoya, Parsha Psucha, Kosha Ledezu. So if you made Parsha of Oyim Shemoya, Psucha, according to this opinion, would it be kosher? Aval im ein lifane revach klal. Bein la parasha shema, but there's no space at all between the parasha and shema. Loi bedaf shelo, loi bedaf shel parasha shema, not on its column or not in the column of shema. Meaning, shehischil oyso b'roish shita ha'el yoina. You started it at the beginning of the row, the top row, shebedaf of the column. V'lehiniach revach klal lefaneh ba'isa shita, and you did not leave a space at all on that row. V'loi besoiv shita shel parasha shema. Or not at the end of it in Parsha Shema. Oy sheniach revach ve'ein boy kishir revach shebein parsha la parsha. Or you left a space and you don't have the proper shir or revach between one parsha to the next. Da'ina kidei lichtayv tes oisius. How much space do you have to have? The space of nine letters. Harezeh nechshav shina gomer is considered to be a shina gomer, a deviation from what it's supposed to be, a complete deviation. And it would be possible. If it's too much of a deviation, we say no good. No good. Let's just finish over here. At the end of Parshas Vayim Shemaya, you do not need to have any space. And that's what he's showing over here. At the end of the parasha, take a look. It's hard to see the picture because it's at the end of the... see that? There's no space over here. It's sealed. It's closed. It's awesome. That's what he says. For those on the audio, we just showed a picture where the end of Parashah V'Hoyim Shemaya goes all the way, the words go all the way to the end of the paragraph. There is no space there. And that's what we just said, that the last words of Parashah V'Hoyim Shemaya, open the Siddur, that's how we say it every single day, three times a day, twice the rice, once the Rabbanon, that the last words Al Ha'aretz are at the end of the row, and Yitzhak Hashem will continue with Kuf Samech Ches next time.